The pandemic crisis has closed arts institutions across the city, but many are finding creative ways to satisfy your imagination. Art for All and other partners supported by the Hellas Foundation are offering free online content. Jesse Haynes, Managing Director of the Hellas Foundation, joins us now by phone. Hello, Jesse.
Hi, Diane. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I would say the same.
You are virtually bringing the Art for All Free Days experience into our homes as we stay in place. For those who may not know, what is the Hellas Foundation's Art for All Free Days program?
The Hellas Foundation offers a free day each week at the larger sort of anchor institutions in the city. It is a standalone program. It has a focus on providing free access to New Orleans Museum of Art, the Ogden Museum of Southern Art, the Contemporary Art Center, the New Orleans Botanical Garden, and the Louisiana Children's Museum.
So are all of these institutions in this virtual reality?
Exactly. So access continues, and it's been really fascinating to watch all of our cultural institutions, cultural organizations, and art institutions launch platforms that offer a very wide variety of mission-centric material via the internet.
Take us through them one by one. What will we find online?
So the Ogden Museum of Southern Art launched an independent platform. It's called Ogden Online, and it provides a host of programming for adults and kids. You can see all the exhibitions online. There's museum meditation, art activities for students, pre-K, Head Start through 12th grade, and adults. One thing that was really exciting for us as a funder was that we present young audiences of Louisiana's Baby Arts Play throughout a host of institutions year-round in the city. And it is a multi-sensory experience for young children and their caretakers. And right now, we're thrilled to say that the Young Audiences of Louisiana's program has been presented on the Ogden's digital platform. So it's Thursdays from 9:30 to 10 through May 21st. And then, of course, New Orleans Museum of Art offers a wide variety of free content, similar in that it walks you through their current exhibitions, exhibitions that have been passed. You can take a virtual tour of the museum. You can learn about their artists. They have a lot of interviews.
Is the botanical garden included?
Yes. You can see images of all of the Enrique Alfaro's sculptures that are in that garden, as well as photos and kind of a digital experience of walking through the garden. Contemporary Art Center walks you through Micheline Thomas. It allows you to engage with that exhibition, which is currently up. The Contemporary Art Center also provides really interesting access for artists in the community to gain resources as well. And then the Louisiana Children's Museum is doing a really interesting video chat series in conjunction with the Tulane Institute of Infant and Early Childhood Mental Health about how to talk to kids about COVID as well as parenting skills.
Now, there is something that you are bringing back this year called Louisiana Contemporary?
Yes. Louisiana Contemporary is the annual open call exhibition of Louisiana artists' work at the Ogden Museum. And the Hellas Foundation has been a presenting sponsor of this exhibition for the past 5 years. It also includes a $5,000 artist prize for the winner of Louisiana Contemporary. The juror this year is Renee Morales from the Perez in Miami, and the open call has begun now. And then the exhibition is to be presented at the Ogden in August, which I think the whole city is crossing our fingers that it might look a little bit different. A museum experience might not be as busy and crowded as it can be sometimes. It might be a little bit different just due to COVID and ongoing COVID recovery efforts. But we are hoping to be presenting this exhibition in person in August for the community to reengage and understand Louisiana contemporary art making. And it's an opportunity to have curators from all over the country understand the width, depth, breadth of kind of contemporary work that is being made in this city.
And how long is the Ogden accepting submissions from artists?
You can go on to the ogdenmuseum.org and click on to Louisiana Contemporary presented by the Hellas Foundation. And all of the information is under the call for entries. And the call for entries actually closes on Friday, May 29th.
Does one need a computer to participate in the virtual arts experience?
One either needs a computer or a phone. all of the institutions' digital platforms are available and accessible via telephone. So whether you're on Wi-Fi or data, and whether you're using a laptop computer or a telephone, you should be able to digitally access all of these offerings. There's also a really excellent effort called the Creative Response Fund, which is providing access to grant opportunities for artists, and it is also providing analog materials to particularly students, including art kits that are being distributed at the Second Harvest food sites for those students who do not have direct and immediate digital access.
So where can we get more information about the virtual Art for All program?
The repository for all of these amazing digital platforms offered by the institutions is available on thehellisfoundation.org. And if you click on that, you will be able to access all of these institutions' digital offerings that I've been discussing.
Jesse Haynes, Managing Director of the Hellis Foundation. Thanks so much.
Thank you. It's so good to talk to you. I hope
Same
you're
here.
There.
Stay safe.
You too.
All righty.
Talk to you soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.